previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Algoa FM Breakfast with Christian Heath. It's called No Good For You. You're with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. It's 7:40 on your Monday morning, and a very different Monday we're waking up to, one that I think we didn't expect to have a weekend of this sort of intense rain. I know we were joking about it on Friday on the show. We were all talking about what are we going to be doing on the weekend underneath the blankets.
Didn't expect...
Absolutely not.
That it would have gotten to this extent.
No, absolutely not. And in light of what has occurred during the course of the weekend and Uitenhage Corrigé areas being impacted more so than others, heavily by the flooding, roads been washed away, homes been washed away, and obviously we've been hearing on Algo FM News now that death toll has climbed to 7. People have lost their lives as a result of this weekend's weather.
So more than 500 residents affected by the floods in our region.
Yeah. That's we're talking big numbers. Yeah. Devastating. Absolutely devastating. So we have on the show this morning the commissioner from the Nelson Mandela Bay Metro Police, Andrew Moses, joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Wayne, Lee and Smithy, and honored to be on your show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for taking our call. I don't even know where we should start, but perhaps we should start from the very beginning when this all started. Metro Police, what is the Metro Police doing at this very stage for the residents of Nelson Mandela Bay?
You know, Wayne, thank you very much for that. You know, the effort is not only from a Metro Police side. I think it's the whole Safety and Security Directorate. You know that we are made up out of five individual directors, but because of the magnitude of the current situation, the disaster management is actually the leading agent or leading department within the metro that deals with it. So from a Metro Police perspective, we are making sure that we're supporting them and all other role players. So since the advent of the current flooding, on Saturday night, we actually activate the teams into Sunday morning. And since then, the teams has been on the ground assisting communities, you know, and it was not only the disaster management officials and teams, but I think it was a collective effort from all emergency role players at this stage. And I know that maybe I'm overstepping, but you know, the effort from the emergency services, Metro Police, Traffic Services, SAPS, the SNDF that plays their support, and just a collective effort from all involved, including the communities. It was just phenomenal at this stage.
And Commissioner, we do really applaud and acknowledge all of that assistance from everybody involved. Like you say, EMS, SAPS, SANDF, everybody who's been involved, Gift to the Givers, business. More than what we know at this stage, what is the extent of the damage?
Okay, thank you, Lee. The extent of the damage, we are, you know, I just said to them last week in the meeting that we had at 11 o'clock, was the fact that today we're actually going to start seeing the quantification of the damage. We're going to be seeing the impact to businesses, the impact to schools. And at this stage, I can a safe estimate is the damage alone is going to be running into millions of rand. And that is from your road infrastructure that has been impacted, from the houses, the stormwater drainage systems, the water reticulation, the pipelines. We're looking at extensive damage. And just to maybe take you back, the fact that we've had 227 millimeters of rain only on the Saturday night into Sunday morning was an exceptional amount of rain. And that exacerbated the fact that the rivers came down and blown away some of our road infrastructure. And that is going to be pushing up the totals of the damage costs that we have to deal with. But at this stage, initial indications is that we're looking at millions of rands of infrastructure damage, and that's not even talking about the loss of life that we experience. And really, our hearts and our condolences goes out to all of the families impacted by it and to those families that has lost their lives and loved ones. We say that we are sending our condolences to every single person.
Commissioner, to the families that were severely affected and displaced by the floods, are there shelters that have been taken to? And also, that's a two-part question, are there any contact numbers for residents and businesses to assist if they're in a position to do so?
Yes, thank you, Charlie. Yes, we do have shelters available. We've got the Uitenhek Town Hall. We've got the town halls in Kericha area. I know Uitenhek, but in Kericha area. But also what has happened is from the efforts of the community side, Onion Churches has opened up their specific spaces. Halls has been opened up. Some of the places that we are using as temporary location areas is schools also. So all of that increased the availability of temporary shelter that we could actually give to the individual members. So Kaiha Hall is being used currently, Boysons Park is being used currently, and also the George Porter Hall that is available. But if the community needs to contact us, please the 041-585-1555 emergency number is available. Also, the ward councillors, every single ward councillor can be contacted because there is a dedicated disaster management official that is assigned. So if that ward councillor needs assistance, that disaster management official can be contacted and they will then respond from there. Also, the service delivery hotline, by now everyone should know it, but it's 0800-20-50-50. And again, we say that if you have a problem, please contact us. Please use that emergency numbers because it's 24-hour numbers. And contact your ward councillor. They know exactly the DMOs that they need to contact in order for us to assist. And then just maybe a last point. Last night, we actually received a emergency evacuation of an area in Lapland. And we immediately activated through the ward councillors as well as the Office of the Mayor and the MMCs. And we could get some of those people out even last night and into the morning. And we relocated them to churches and preschools and schools in the area just so that we can make sure that our residents are safe. And that is the important part. In this whole thing, Lee, Charlie, and Wayne, is the fact that the community engagement from where you are to your ward councillor, to the MMCs, to the mayor's office, everyone has pulled together. And everyone is assisting, and really we want to thank, and Lee said it earlier, we want to thank the gift of the givers, we want to thank the non-profit organizations, the NGOs, the religious communities, the national provincial departments, everyone is pulling together, and I think that is what makes us just create that feeling of Ubuntu, but also knowing that we need to pull together in order for us to preserve life and to make it better for us moving forward.
Absolutely. And also from what I've seen as well, everybody seems to be pulling together, and that's positive, reassuring to know when we have disasters like this, this is what we do. We come together, we pull together, we make sure that we're all okay. So you are part of JOC at the moment, Commissioner Andrew Moses from the Nelson Mandela Bay Metro Police. Thank you for answering our questions this morning, and thank you for your time, and thank you for what you are doing as well.
Guys, I need to say thank for you just for giving us this platform, because I think it reaches your listeners, and that makes them aware, and that makes actually them feel a little bit more safe. So thank you also to you and to your team, and also to the station. We really appreciate your support as well.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.